Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Tuesday. We're going to continue our discussion that we started yesterday around confidence. And today I want to hone in on preparation. One of the things we know is that there's certain things in life that you can control. And so you want to focus on those things that you have control over, and you want to let everything else go. What's the point of worrying about things that you have no control over? So stop worrying about it and just spend your time and your energy preparing for things that are in your realm of control. And when we look at what those things might be, one of the things when we talk about preparation is if you know you have something coming up and you know in advance, can you prepare for it before you have to do it live? So let's assume that you've got a presentation in front of a large group of people. Do you really want to get up and wing it? Or would you feel more confident if you went through it 20 or 30 times in the mirror beforehand? I think we know the answer to this one. If you know that you've got a major project, instead of waiting till the last minute, do the preparation work up front. And now, then when the time comes to do the work, you'll be far more confident about what it's all about, and you'll have your arms around the situation. If you know you've got an interaction with your boss over a major topic, maybe it's dealing with your compensation, why not prepare for it in advance? Have the facts you need right at your fingertips. Have your dialogue rehearsed ahead of time. Now you're going to walk into that situation far more confident. Another thing you may want to think about is if you know you're going to be in an interaction or maybe something that's ongoing for you and you're lacking confidence in a particular area because your knowledge isn't where it should be, become a student of that area. So if you know you get together with a group of people and when you get together with that group, you feel like you don't have the right, you're not at the level of confidence you should be when you're with them. And you realize that the reason for that is they always seem to talk politics, and politics maybe isn't your strong suit. So as this goes, you feel inferior to them because you just are lacking that confidence in this area. What can you do about it? Well, you can be a student of the political environment. Check in and see what's going on. Form your opinions. It doesn't have to take a tremendous amount of time. You can jump online and figure out anything you need to figure out. And now you come to that interaction much more confident, much more aware, and ready to tackle anything that comes your way. So just become a student of any area that you lack confidence in. It's so much easier now than it's ever been before. The internet is such a great tool to be able to catch yourself up on anything you need to know. Take advantage of it. Be prepared when you walk into any situation. Now, if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask that you subscribe. You can do it on Stitcher. You can do it on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I would love to be that person for you if you let me. And what it means is just committing to joining us for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to discuss the fact that you can't please everyone. And if you are trying to please everyone, it's going to erode your confidence. So the point being, pick your spots, pick your places, pick your people. Cater to those people and let everything else go. But for today, when we're talking about preparation, what I'd like you to do is I just want you to identify a couple areas of your life where you feel like you're lacking the confidence that you need and do the preparation you need to get there, whether it be studying, whether it be rehearsing, whatever it takes, get yourself where you need to be so that you're confident as you walk into the situation.